Psalm 116, verses 1 through 9, these are God's words. I love Yahweh because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is Yahweh and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. Yahweh preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for Yahweh has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, in which we find out one of the great reasons for which the Lord brings us through trouble, and that is to declare himself to us, to show that the character that he tells us about himself in his word is true also in his work. And so we should respond to that character with love that is expressed in prayer and trust, dependence upon him, and obedience or devotion. So he had been in a situation where he despaired of life. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. He says in verse 3, so the circumstance that he was in God's providence was very dangerous, mortally dangerous. But he also had in his heart despair, anxiety. He says, I found trouble and sorrow in verse 3. Similarly, in verse 8, you have the circumstance. You have delivered my soul from death. So there's that mortally dangerous circumstance. But then also the internal, emotional distress. You've delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears. And of course, not just that the situation is dangerous and he has the emotional turmoil within, but also his inability and my feet from falling. Feet that couldn't, therefore, deliver themselves. And he went through this, and the Lord brought him by grace to call upon his name. He says, then I called upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I implore you, deliver my soul. And to this, the Lord listened. So you have in the second half of verse 1 and the first half of verse 2, he has heard my voice and my supplications because he has inclined his ear to me. So the Lord listened, he delivered. And in this, he concluded, or he saw the truth that you have in verse 5, which again is an abbreviation of how the Lord declares his own name throughout Scripture, and especially in that great declaration of his own name to Moses on the mountain in Exodus 34, after he has forgiven the incident with the golden calf, and he displays himself to Moses, yes, with a visual display of sorts, but especially by proclaiming his name to Moses. And here the summary of the Lord described as gracious is Yahweh and righteous, yes, our God is merciful. And the psalmist has discovered these things by the Lord's listening to him in the midst of his trouble. And so because the Lord has listened to him and loved him, he will love the Lord. The psalm begins, I love Yahweh because he has heard, and so forth. It is very important that we take note of the great things that the Lord has done for us. The greatest thing, of course, in his giving himself for us in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we love him because he first loved us, and that is the great display of his love. But it is also good to make memory of, to make remembrance of, those times in your life when you have been in greatest danger, or in greatest emotional distress, or with least ability. Those three things, again, that we see, verse 8, in greatest danger, delivered my soul from death, in greatest emotional distress, my eyes from tears, and greatest inability, my feet from falling, that we make memory remembrance of those things, so that we will see how God has loved us in Christ, and how the love with which he has loved us in Christ has also been the love with which he has responded to us in our crying out to him, so that we will love him. And notice the loving him in the first part of verse 1 is also calling upon him. Second part of verse 2, I love Yahweh because he has heard my voice and supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. So same thing, hearing your voice and supplications. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Again, prayer is an act of worship. We cry out to God. We are hoping in him to be the God who hears, and the God who cares, and the God who knows what to do, and the God who is able to do what his perfect wisdom knows to do, and what his love intends and desires towards us. And so biblical prayer, praying in this way in which we come to have fellowship with him and call upon his name and yield ourselves up to him, submit ourselves to him, it is an act of loving worship and worshiping love. And therefore, it is not to be given to any creature, but to God alone. And so we should love him, and we should call upon his name. And then in future circumstances where we find that we are distressed or weary, and we need rest, the remembrance of God and what he has done helps us, A, to be humble, and B, to be trusting. Humble, verse 6, Yahweh preserves the simple. It doesn't say here, Yahweh preserves the faithful, or Yahweh preserves the wise, or Yahweh preserves the good, or Yahweh preserves the righteous. Although he does that in the true cases of those things, because those things only come by union with Christ. For whose sake, and by whose grace, in whose life, and by whose power, the Lord does produce anything good that is found in us. But it does not come from us. And so it is good to be able to have from God the grace to be humble, like in verse 6, where the psalmist acknowledges himself to be simple, to be brought low. For this puts us in the category of those whom the Lord saves, those who are needy of the Lord, and whose goodness, whose righteousness, whose wisdom is only in Christ and from Christ. And so we are to remember that the way that we were delivered from past circumstances was not because of any greatness that was in us or from us, but by God's mercy to us. And then not only will we be humble about ourselves and be reminded again in our difficult circumstances how simple we are, how feeble we are, but we will be able to give instruction, command to ourselves. Return to your rest, O my soul. How sad and foolish we are that we have to be reminded to return to him who is our rest. There is sweetness and strength in resting in the Lord, but we are forgetful. And so he has given us his word. He has given us the ability and the example, instruction to remember his mercy to us in the past, that we will direct our hearts to where they belong. And then our whole life long, then, we live as those who have a life debt to the Lord. I will walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. Since he has saved us from death, since he has given us our life, we owe him that life. And so We don't merely remember him whenever we need help, although certainly we do that. That's part of loving him, as we've been hearing in the psalm. But we don't just remember him when we need help. We walk before him with all of our living, which is to say, in dependence upon him, delighting in him, being devoted to his glory. A walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. And so a great usefulness in our afflictions, which threaten us with mortal danger and produce in us, within us, to which we respond with great internal emotional turmoil, in which we find inability and weakness in ourselves. Our feet would otherwise fall, although you know, we were not literally able to stand on our own 2 feet, but a great usefulness in those afflictions then, that we might call upon the Lord and that we might discover and know his love and his wisdom and his power and respond with love and prayer and resting and then living our whole life as a life debt unto him. Amen. Let's pray. I do pray that you would help us, O Lord, to walk before you as long as we live, and help us to remember the greatness of your love, especially at the cross, and also in the great moments of deliverance and recovery that you have given to us in our lives, so that we will love you and we will call upon your name, and so that we will instruct our own souls to return to their rest in you. Help us by your Spirit, for you know, Lord, how quickly forgetful we are, even of such circumstances and such deliverances. So have mercy on your simple children here, and particularly when your providence lays us lower than usual, grant to us to remember what your word says about your purposes in such trouble and the right way of responding. And grant that your Spirit would not only make us to remember what your word says, but would give us grace from you, grace that is in Christ, so that we could respond the way that your word says. So help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.